Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Let's see, there's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahms' new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad and toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahms' strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
They won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad, now at your neighborhood Brahms.
The second annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale will be happening Saturday, April 25th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. Over 160 head will sell, including 80 registered Angus and Hereford bulls and 55 registered Angus female lots. And the sale will feature the complete dispersal of the mock Angus herd of Cement, Oklahoma. The dispersal will include cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and heifers. For a sale book, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Catalogs will also be available at mcsauction.com.
In today's live cattle and feeder cattle market, were somewhat less volatile than we've seen recently, but we did settle lower here. The last trade on the April live cattle was 91.37, down $1.92. June's were down $1.02 at 84 even. August and October down around $1.60. So lower here on the live cattle and about $1.80 to $2 off of their lows earlier in the day. Feeder cattle came back throughout the end. Here, and it looks like the April settled down about 42 at 117.72. The May feeders down 52 at 116.80. And then the hog market mixed here. We had May up today. May closed up 367 at 44.15. One really good note was the box beef prices today were $6.75 higher on choice at 255.13. Select was up 7.45 at $245.44. There's ongoing discussions and webinars, et cetera, of the issues with the packers and all the different issues along the supply chain of cattle. And days like today with box beef so much higher really add to that issue. Box beef has been really high through this whole time while live cattle cash prices have worked their way lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
The grain futures were lower throughout most of the morning, but did come back late in the day. We had the corn down 4 to 5 cents, closed lower on the day. But the soybeans and Kansas City wheat did come back and close higher. Beans were down about 15 or 16 cents at one point today, closed up about 4, which put November at 848 and 3 quarters up 3 cents. And that was 17 cents off of the contract low earlier today. The wheat futures finished up about 2 cents, put July at 504 and 3 quarters, about 10 cents off their low. The high today was 510. The previous low back in January was about 519. So that becomes the resistance area that we're looking for on that July Kansas City wheat. There are some issues here with the freeze last week, and also the Russians have been lowering their wheat expectations here, their wheat forecast for this coming year. Today, the stock market is down right now. It's down about 500 points. Puts the June down about 22,975. And the crude oil market continues to be extremely volatile here. Right now, May has expired. May, believe it or not, was up $46.69 at $9 a barrel. So yesterday's crazy move kind of coming in today. June, now the front month, is down $6.85 at $13.58 per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for your life or your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.